It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The largest commercial airline in America, Southwest, we'll have a plane taking off about 4,000 times on an average weekday. 4,000. That means there are more than a million landings a year for planes with Southwest passengers. And until yesterday, a person hadn't been killed on a domestic airline flight in this country in 9 years. And if you've listened to the air traffic from yesterday's air emergency over eastern Pennsylvania, you realize part of the reason air travel in America is so safe. The people in the cockpit are so skilled at what they do. And there's never a time when I pass that cockpit door on the way out that I don't thank them. And I'll be back in one of their planes today with the enhanced safety inspections of the jet engine blades that Southwest ordered yesterday. There'll never be a safer day to fly one of those Boeing 737s. I took off and landed safely with them 106 times last year. And absolutely agree with my pilot friends that the most dangerous part of my travels today will be en route to and from the airport. From This Week in Agribusiness, U.S. farm organizations are watching closely the developments toward new leadership in Cuba. Mindful of that little nation 90 miles from us could buy more U.S. farm commodities in the future. The president of the Illinois Soybean Growers says it's important to improve trade relations and expand export opportunities with Cuba. Lynn Rorschieb says the improvement of economic conditions and trade relations between the U.S. and Cuba is the foundation for future success. She says last year we exported more than $50 million of soy to Cuba. As if matters weren't bad enough on Wisconsin's dairy farms in the midst of this economic crisis, that heavy snow has shoved many into crisis mode if they weren't there already. Tractors have had to pull the milk trucks up the lane to get the milk hauled. Some farmers have just had to dump the milk. Under the weight of the heavy snow, barn roofs have been collapsing in northeastern Wisconsin, killing cows and disrupting milking operations. One of the largest barns on the Pagel farm held 1,100 cows, but all of them got out safely before the roof fell in. They were shoveling yesterday. They had a crew of 35 shoveling snow from the barn roofs. Some of that snow was 4 feet deep. J.J. Pagel said they had one roof bowing like a banana. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.